In Jesus' name. Well, I was new at the International Center of the LCMS. It was the early 90s. I was younger then. As is often the case about these things, I don't remember the content of the issue. I do remember that I was learning the difference between being the director of a large pastoral counseling center, local and regional, the difference between that and being a member of a national staff of our LCMS, therefore being somewhat on the national rather than the local stage. I had done something that irritated people, as surprising as that might be for those of you who know me. I had several phone calls critical of something or other that was being done, and a very unhappy staff person at the IC. I remember wondering why I would take such a call. A man of much more national experience than I took me aside as we were walking down the hall. He put his hand on my shoulder and he said, "Well, Bruce, remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you." Boy, was that reassuring. It was, though, a wise statement with all its anxiety connected to it. It was a suggestion to work to avoid naivete. For evil is in the world and in the church. And there may be times that I or you may actually be a target of such a thing. The reality of naivete, denial, being unwilling to see what actually is going on in front of you, well, that's a vulnerability that we all have, especially when we're trying really hard to obey the meaning of the Eighth Commandment and put the best construction on everything. Our awareness, because of our naivete, may be not so crystal clear in terms of what's actually happening. And in that way, we, like Jeremiah, can be very vulnerable. I had been like a great lamb led to the slaughter. I did not realize that they had plotted against me, says Jeremiah. It had taken a revelation from God to shake Jeremiah out of his personal naivete and denial. Because the Lord revealed their plot to me, I knew it, for at that time he showed me what they were doing. God provided insight directly to the prophet. This insight cut through the fog of his denial and naivete, went right to the core of Jeremiah's issues. There were people out to destroy him. Well, given that's the principle of today's reading, so where's your naivete? About evil? About your life? Where are the things that if you opened your eyes to see the elephant in the room, you'd see it? But up till now, you say, well, it really isn't there. So where is your naivete? Well, here are a couple of possible places just to get your thoughts started. Concordia Seminary is a place of respite and retreat from the real world where we can quietly prepare to become deaconesses and pastors. Nah. Naive. Concordia Seminary is in the crosshairs of Satan's attack. This is the real world and then some. How are you in Satan's crosshairs? Possibility. All I have to do is keep quiet, do my work, pass my courses, be unnoticed, and I'll get a call. Well, maybe. It might actually work that way. But it's naive just the same. Because if we're not doing our part actively to work on our own issues, our concerns, our vulnerabilities, as well as bolstering our strengths, all this will come back to bite us badly in our parish or in another setting. Or, if you're a prof, all I have to do is teach my courses and show up in the classroom and write a book and I'll become a full professor. Maybe it does work that way. But it's naive just the same. Because if our primary focus is not growth of our students' vulnerabilities that bite them after they graduate are as much our doing as theirs. How about I can keep my little pocket of sin, alcohol, porn, violence, abuse, and it really is not going to affect my spiritual life? Meh. Naive. In a holistic work, one part of our lives always affects the other. Well, you get it? Jeremiah's point, secondarily mine. Where is your naivete? The great news, God is not at all naive about us. He knows us at our very core and depth. With all of our dark side stuff, he knows us at our core and still in Christ, loves us with an everlasting love, puts people in the body of Christ in our lives to help us unmask our naivetes. And as they are unmasked, as we begin to see things as they are in us and in what goes on around us, God sees us in the Christ in whom we are embraced and forgiven and accepted and loved, naivete and all. Amen.